show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Ball injuries, because Novak Djokovic, he has been disqualified for striking a lineswoman with a ball.
He was trailing in the first set of his fourth round match when he hit a ball in anger, unintentionally striking a lineswoman in the throat.
Game, Karen, you're starting.
He's walking. Oh, no. He whacked a ball that might have hit a linesperson back there. Please. Oh, my goodness.
She is okay.
Is that that commentator's wife, that woman?
No, she actually looks like Dame Judi Dench. Just going to put it out there. She's very beautiful.
Very devo, wasn't he?
He was. Oh no! She is okay. After a few minutes, she was able to walk off. And they've disqualified him, though, for unsportsmanlike behaviour, even though there was no intent. He didn't mean to hit her.
No.
But he still did.
But he caused a ball injury.
She caused a ball injury. She was on the ground.
Flat like a pancake.
Yep. So we want to know on 13 10 60, when have you had a ball injury?
A ball injury. 13 10 60 is the phone number. Kirsty is straight up. Ball injuries. What happened, mate?
I was playing basketball.
Ooh, what happened?
Me and another player went to the ball and collided, and I'm not sure if she hit me or the ball hit me, but broken finger.
Oh, broken finger.
Okay, what's this line here, though? You lived with it for a week before you did anything about it?
Yeah, so when it happened, my partner taped it with electrical tape. I just thought I'd discard it or something. And then, it went sort of bruised and went black, so I ended up getting to the hospital and,
Fixed it with electrical tape, which would not recommend.
What, did he try and pull out the soldering iron as well, the welder, or? Wow. Ty's here. Ty, what happened?
So I got hit in the chest with a soccer ball during a game. Ooh. And I got winded.
That is the worst feeling in the world, hey, getting winded. You feel like you're dying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then, doing it in front of a crowd. Spectators as well.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Ben's here. Ben, what happened?
Mate, playing indoor cricket one night and decided I'd go out and bat without a box for some reason.
Ooh.
Bad idea. And, got one right in the baby makers. Dropped me on the pitch and actually ended up with a cracked walnut.
No! I didn't know that could happen.
How do they fix a cracked walnut?
You don't. You just put up with a whole lot of pain.
It's like ice packs or what?
Yeah, basically. I had to go to hospital the next day because I couldn't walk.
Little tip on that, if you ever heard that section, I know this because when I had the snip,
yeah.
Frozen peas.
Because
they mold. They mold around the walnut.
Singer is back tonight, and before that, Husey and Ed back on our radio station. Husey joins us right now, still in quarantine. How you going, Husey?
Yeah, good. Getting to the end of it now, though, so it's been a couple of weeks just hanging, I've been at home, so the other panellists have been in a hotel room, so I've been at home, surrounded by my family 24/7, where they've been in a hotel rooms on their own, so I don't know.
Who's
got the best deal?
I don't know.
I think a swapsy. If a 1 week here, 1 week there would be good. Or maybe a day on, day off. I reckon that would be the best go.
Exactly where my mind just was. You need to just switch it up for a day or two. Did you get to see the kids yesterday? Like, are you able to be face-to-face with the family?
Yeah, we can see them. So, they gave me cards, lovely cards. Yep, so it's always a joy reading my Father's Day cards from my children. My youngest daughter, who's 7, her card just said, "Happy Father's Day. Thanks for laughing at my jokes, even the violent ones."
Oh.
So, yeah. All of her jokes involve death.
Whoa.
She's got a real, yeah.
Is that Sadie? What are you teaching them?
That's not Sadie. That's Tess. Tess is the youngest one. She's she'll say things like, "Dad, I hope you die so I can get all the money from the will." And I
and
go,
you laugh at that?
Well, what am I going to do? If I don't laugh, I'm going to be rocking in the corner. Do you know what I mean? Like in a fetal position. So
do you
I just got
someone testing your food for poison?
Yeah, look, I should. Absolutely should. I shouldn't let her. She's always wanting to make me coffees as well. I should think about it.
Oh,
maybe
mate.
It's a slow decline for me.
Just that little bit of arsenic every time. But who?
Well, you know
so
it.
Where's Sadie? Is she the eldest daughter? Because I heard
she's
her,
the middle.
I saw on Instagram like her card was full of confidence.
Yeah, she's the one and only Sadie. She's the middle child. She's 9, so yeah, her card basically said Happy Father's Day. And if I don't see you, Happy Mother's Day, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter. Like, I don't know how she's not going to see me. I think
because
she's dreaming
Tess is
of
killing you.
Exactly.
They're in cahoots.
Maybe they are. I hadn't put two and two together. Oh, God, they're too smart for me, aren't they? She's heard the story. She knows the plan.
Ah, oh. Hughesy, let's talk The Masked Singer. So there's three shows left, right? There's two this week, and then it all ends next week.
Fingers crossed.
So tell us about that, because last we heard, like, the final was up in air, but you guaranteed us there's going to be ways, because obviously you didn't get everything you wanted in the bag. So
no,
how's it going to work?
We're nearly done. We're like, as I said, we're on set ready to film when we got called off for the finale. So tonight's in the can. That's the final, which is the second last show. They call that the final for some reason. Tomorrow night is a look back on the series sort of thing. So that's all done as well, I think. But but the finale, we've got to try to film this week somehow. We've got to try to get out of lockdown this week and film it. So, fingers crossed we can get that done.
That is a tight turnaround. So everyone that's been in quarantine, I know the judging panel have all been tested as negative
everyone's
to
negative.
COVID-19.
Yep.
But
absolutely.
What about the rest of the cast and crew?
Yeah, I believe everyone is negative apart from the initial positives.
Right.
So, and none of the initial positives went to hospital either. So they're all, you know, which luckily and thankfully no one has actually got you know,
super sick.
Yeah, sick enough to go to hospital, which is great. So, everyone's ready to go once we sort of can get out and get it done. So this week, fingers crossed, it's going to happen.
Does that mean there'll be no dances in the finale?
Yeah. I don't think there'll be any dances.
Well, they love a cutaway shot checking of you doing the two-step.
Yeah. Oh, God, there's going to be more of me dancing.
There's going to be more of you, mate.
That's, you've just made me realise that. I hadn't thought about that. It's all up to me now.
And Gogglebots love talking about that too.
I know, Gogglebox, you know what, lucky I've got a sense of humour, is all I can say, is I would never dance again. And most people probably think that you probably should never dance again. But I'm going to defy them. I'm going to defy the haters. I'm going to dance like they're not mocking me, even though I know they are.
All right. Well, everyone, watch it tonight, tomorrow, then next week, while he's still with us. Before
exactly.
His youngest daughter takes
touch
him
wood.
Out. Touch all
right,
wood,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, right,
he
yeah.
may not be back for season 3. The Masked Singer, 7:30 tonight on Channel 10. Hughesy and Ed, they're back. The Savo. Hughesy, we love you. We love you. Good luck
good
with the rest
you.
Of the show. Thanks,
good
man.
Good on you, gang.
The Hit Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Two of my big loves in this life are at war with news from McDonald's. It's probably taken Hungry Jack's to call.
Your two favourite restaurant.
This is like
eateries.
When mum and dad fight.
Yeah.
It's not cool. Have you seen the ad doing the rounds for the Big Jack burger?
I have. And at first, it didn't even occur to me that it is very similar to the Big Mac.
How could that?
I don't know. I was like, Big Jack, cool, no worries. I'll give that a go.
By very similar, you mean absolutely 100% identical.
Exactly the same.
So the biggest thing for me for the Big Mac, it has that extra third bit of bread
in the middle
which
yeah.
they call the club. It's got the two patties, the pickles, lettuce, onion, cheese, all on a sesame seed bun,
yeah.
It's been around since the 70s, but the height of the Big Mac really, really came, I guess, in the 80s, when they launched, I did a little bit of it there, that jingle, that Macca's jingle. Mm. I'm going to play an ad for you from 1987.
Okay,
right?
Wow.
So and this is probably 13 years into the Big Mac being a thing, right? They did this. So it's definitely been around a lot longer.
Yeah.
And to be honest, Macca's probably have reason to sue. But have a listen. This is the ad from 1987, just to show how long the Big Mac's been around for.
If you can say
two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
In 4 seconds, you can win a free cup of Coke. It's that simple. Just say
it's two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Say it in 4 seconds and win a free cup of Coke at McDonald's.
Great
get a free
deal.
20 cent Coke.
I've actually brought into the studio with me a cup of Coke here this morning, Gabs. I've got a lovely, nice, icy cold cup of Coke here, which I'm willing to give you.
I can say
if you can do the jingle from 1987.
I wasn't even alive in 1987.
But you've heard it. I'm pretty sure I've even heard you try and recite it before. So here we go on a 3-2-1. Here's Gabby's take.
No.
With a cup of Coke on the line. Hit us.
Two all beef patties, pickles, onion, On a sesame seed bun. No, I miss so many things.
Yeah, very much.
That's poor.
No.
I'm going to buy my own Coke.
If you can say... Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. In four...
Special you know what? Sauce. No. I missed a special sauce.
You know what? I can understand why they dropped it for Monopoly. Smart move, guys. Can you smell
what the rock is cooking? Cliffo and Gabby are welcoming Dwayne The Rock Johnson to Queensland in true Sunshine State style.
The Rock has got the championship.
Help build The Rock's box on Hit.
We have been putting together The Rock's Box, a welcome pack for The Rock for when he comes to film Young Rock in Queensland, meant to be from next month until early next year. There was a bit of a spanner that was thrown in the works late last week when he announced that he and his family had COVID-19.
My wife, Lauren, as well as my two baby girls and myself, we have all tested positive for COVID-19.
However, they have since recovered. And so the question is in the air, are they still coming? But we haven't been told no. The schedule is still in place for this production to happen. So we're just
planning.
At this stage, continuing planning to welcome
if
him.
If worst comes to worst, we've got a heap of rock crap we can give away on the air.
But it's not crap.
It's great stuff.
It is actually amazing.
Well, the Bobcatter hat, that's questionable. It's an old Bobcatter hat. We have a personalised... bottle of Bundaberg ginger beer.
Yeah. We have a whole heap of Kingaroy nuts.
Peanuts. George from Shepherd. Oh, yeah. Threw in some Shepherd merchandise and a potential tour of Brisbane. Like, it's growing and growing and growing. But this guy, we're really excited to say hello to. And we're going to cap it after this, we think, too, because...
Well, this is, like, the thing to add into a Queensland
welcome pack. This is pretty huge for us. And also, it's quickly becoming The Rock's shipping container, not The Rock's box. So right now, we want to say a very, very big good morning to Duncan, who works for Bundaberg Rum. Duncan, morning, mate. Thanks for joining the show.
Thank you, Gabby. Thank you, Cliffo. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. Quickly, before we kick this off, Duncan, the elephant in the room. When I think of the name Duncan, I think of...
I love to have a beer with Duncan. I love to have a beer with...
So how did Duncan, the guy who has a song about beer written about him, come to work for a rum company?
Mate, look, I do enjoy a beer, but I love a rum. So move to Bundy's been a great move for me.
I'd love to have a rum with Duncan.
Yeah, it still works.
I'd love to have a rum with Duncan.
Now, Duncan, you've gotten in contact with us because you've heard about the Rock's Box and you want to get involved. Talk to us.
Yeah, look, that's right. Look, we know The Rock loves his tequila, but a trip to the Sunshine State wouldn't be complete without the taste of Queensland's sugarcane champagne. So we have a personalised bottle of Bundaberg Original Rum that we're sending down to be in The Rock's box, as well as some very fancy Bundaberg Rum Rocks glasses for him to enjoy it in. So a great gift. However, we would also too like to extend an invitation to The Rock and invite him to the Bundaberg Rum Distillery, because if he does... we've got something pretty special for him up here.
Wow.
That is amazing. See, would you do a private tour? Because he is, you know, pretty famous.
Look, he's a special guy, right? Not only is he the most famous actor on the planet, he still holds the record as the most bought pay-per-view WWE event of all time when he headlined WrestleMania 28 in 2012.
Whoa.
So we thought... wow. We need to come up with something pretty top shelf for The Rock. So we want him to come up here and blend his own rum, because just like everybody else, we want to smell what The Rock's blending.
Yes!
Duncan, you have done your research. That is fantastic. And I think you've really nailed it there too, because for those who don't know, The Rock actually owns his own tequila company.
Yeah.
So he's a fan of spirits. He loves a distillery.
Yeah.
So Duncan, that is so generous. So again, it was a bottle of personalized Bundaberg rum, some beautiful like tumblers to enjoy it. Is that what you call it?
Well, they're rocks glasses.
Rocks glasses.
Get it right.
Potentially a tour of the distillery.
Where he can blend his own rum. Don't give away too many secrets though, because he might take it away and start making rum as well as tequila.
No, look, I'm sure we'll be fine. Look, Rock, if you are listening, please get in touch, as we'd love to have you visit us in Bundy. And together, I'm sure we're going to be able to make some great rum for you to enjoy.
I can't promise he's listening, but, you know, we'll try to get the message to him.
The old sugarcane champagne. I love it. Duncan from Bundaberg Rum, an amazing addition to the Rock's box. Thank you for being part of it. Love it.
Not a problem, guys. Hit
Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's Catch Up. I was like, baby, baby.
little Cliffo and Gabby update for you all, because last week we were talking about the best present you could get as a first-time parent. And the reason we were talking about this was because I was heading off to a baby shower and I wanted to know a great practical gift to give to the mother-to-be. First-time mother-to-be. I've never been a mother, so I wanted to know, like, what to give her.
This was weird, too, because Gabby turned 30 and suddenly she went, no more fun gifts. I will not be giving.
Nah.
Fun gifts.
Teddy bears? No.
Particularly at baby showers anymore. I will give practical gifts only.
Exactly. And so we got everyone to call. We had some amazing suggestions, including this one from Natalie.
A membership to the Australian Breastfeeding Association.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that's a thing, hey? What do they do?
So they have lots of meets and everything, group monthly meetups and just lots of wealth of knowledge and support.
So Natalie, clearly a
big fan,
an active member of the Australian Breastfeeding Association.
Yeah, and I actually had a lot of people say, wow, yes, what a great gift. Some women really need that support. However, the girl, her name is Ali, who was having the baby shower, also heard that. And she came to me that same day and said, don't you dare buy me a membership to the association, to the Breastfeeding Association. She goes, it's not something I want. Don't waste your money on that.
And it's like, one woman's trash is another man's treasure.
Exactly.
So
it's
Natalie
not something she was interested
loves
in.
Loves that. But your friend Ali was like, that's the worst idea ever.
Yeah,
do
don't
not
do
give
it.
Me that.
Okay. And she mentioned it at least three times to me in the following days. Just like, Gab, don't. I see it in your eyes. Don't do it. It's a waste. I'm not going to use it. Don't do it. So, of course, I had to do it. And I went online, and membership is actually a little expensive. So what I did is dummied up a membership letter with the letterhead and all the official-looking bits and pieces. I even got our admin whiz, Janaya, to print an envelope with the logo so it looked legit. And I went along to the baby shower on the weekend, and I handed over the fake membership to the Breastfeeding Association.
We would like to welcome you as a member of the Australian Breastfeeding Association. Because Gabby did a thing on the radio the other week, and I listened to the callers, and I said, mate, don't worry about wasting your money on the Breastfeeding Association. That's a shit present.
They're
gonna try and get a refund.
So now she's probably gonna try and get a refund. And they'll be like,
well, you know what?
What is this?
Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Let her.
Very interesting conversation that we've had this morning with a guy we're calling Chris, who uses Ashley Madison's website, which is a website for married people to find other people to have affairs with. And there's one really poignant part of the conversation we had with him that kind of struck a chord.
Do you ever think pulling the pin sooner rather than later would be better for everyone concerned?
No, because of the age of the kids. So that's my main concern, is that they get through the things that they need to get through at the moment, the next few years, and then it will be a better time for them.
That was the theme that Chris, who we're calling this person, repeated over and over again. We're doing it for the kids.
I don't love her anymore. I need my needs met elsewhere, but I'm staying there for the kids at this point in time. And to me, I don't think that's healthy, but that's my thinking. I've not been in a situation, and my thought process has always been two happy households are better than one unhappy one. But again, I've never been in that situation.
Yeah. And look, when he said that, we're sort of nodding along with each other like, oh, that's a weird thing to say. No, you wouldn't stay together for the kids, would you? You're better off having two happy homes than one unhappy one. But then again, like, to defend Chris, I don't know why I'm doing that, but to defend Chris and people who have been in that position, it's easy to say that when you're not facing it.
When you're not in the situation, yeah.
So 131060. We'll take some calls on this one. We're going to go to Brooke first up. Brooke, is it right to stay together just for the sake of the kids?
So my parents are people who stay together for the children. And they separated much later when we were much older, and it was a lot more acrimonious, I think, because they stayed together for so long.
So they got a bit bitter. And
as adults, I think we were drawn much more into the drama of separating and subsequently divorcing. And I think all of us children would agree that we were sort of a little bit damaged as a result of that relationship. You know, living in a broken home, I think, is much more difficult than being from a broken home, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right, yeah.
You said that very, very well, Brooke.
You're living in, what is it, a broken relationship, and you're kind of surrounded by that angst.
Thank you for sharing that.
You're very welcome.
Good on ya. Alex. Alex, is it true that your father had affairs while you were growing up?
Yes, all throughout my childhood, particularly with my mum's best friend who lived across the road from us.
And you know about this?
Oh, yeah. It was a very critical time in my childhood. I was only 10 at the time, but it really shaped the relationship I had with my dad throughout my teenage years and into my adult life as well.
Of course it would. How did you find out? Like, was it a big, you know, explosion of facts that came out, or did you, oh God, I'd hate to think of you him.
No, it wasn't anything like that. I just remember being in grade 5 and my mum coming into my classroom in quite a state and going to pick up my sister from daycare. Oh. And it sort of came out that way. All the other information at the time, I wasn't really aware of. I just remember being surrounded by lots of extended family and having to move house and things like that.
So, yeah. Alex, don't stay together for the kids. Separate
definitely would be... Definitely not. Yeah. It creates more trauma in your adult life and into the relationships you build as an adult, something I'm still working on to this day, especially with Father's Day yesterday.
Oh,
so.
Alex. Yeah, of course.
Big love. Again, thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah.
Narelle's in Harvey Bay. Narelle, staying together
How
for
going?
The kids. Really good. What do you think? Staying together for the kids, good or bad?
Not a good idea. It's more detrimental for their health and well-being to actually stay. I had a 5 and 6-year-old. They're now 18 and 17. And we're a much better life now until they get 5 and 6 staying saying that when are you going to leave daddy because he's nasty? And that went on for years. It's not good.
So, Narelle, you did stay in a relationship for the kids, is that right?
Yes, I did. I stayed for 3 years and then I just had enough and just took them when they came to me with like that. And my friend came to me after my daughter decided I'd put her in her care and she went to take her home and she didn't want to go inside because daddy was home and mummy was at work. It isn't good, and they're in such a, like, they're 17 and 18 and they're still having trouble with their father, and they've just actually now decided that they don't want to see him anymore. You don't stay. Whoever's listening and they're still saying, you know, I need to stay for the relationship, it's not good. It isn't good for your children.
Yeah, it certainly seems like the sentiment's coming through. Thank you to everyone who rang through with such personal stories.
What is amazing is there's so many people who've experienced it as children or as adults or both, and the consensus is that it's better to get out early rather than later, especially for the kids, you know,
100%.
Long-term health.
It'd be hard on the kids short-term, but, yeah. That's what I'm getting is definitely better in the long term. So thanks to everyone who called through. And if you want to hear our full extended, like uncut chat with Chris from Ashley Madison, you can get that at our website, hit.com.au. The Hit Breakfast Show.